The U.S. and its client state of Israel are using military force and aggression to dominate, occupy, and control subject peoples, both on the pretext of fighting terrorism, while imposing a regime of state terror. The U.S. used the lie of weapons of mass destruction to unleash a war against a sovereign nation, and now occupies a nation torn by conflict with a very real threat of civil war. Americans should reject the policy of preemption, which really means might makes right. If we have learned anything from history, it is that the strong are not strong for long, that empires rise and empires fall, that fates of nations are written in how they use their powers. The same class, in some cases the very same people, who supported the Iraqi regime militarily, damned them a decade later for using the very weapons they provided them with. They used the resolutions of the UN to justify a mindless, cruel war of regional conquest. The people were right in spring 2003, when they demanded no war for oil. They are right now. Let the world hear your demand. End the occupations. End the occupations. The billions used to enrich Halliburton and Bechtel for a false defense could best be used to rebuild schools, to provide low-income housing, to hire the jobless. To use the phrase of the global women's strike, invest in caring, not killing. I thank you all and the Answer Coalition. On the move, end the occupation. From death row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.